Do you get confused by all of the information that bombards us every day on ways to improve our overall health and our overall wellness? Do you often feel stuck, unmotivated, or struggle to reach your wellness goals? Do you have questions as to what exercises you should be doing, what foods you should or should not be eating, how to improve your overall emotional and mental well-being? Hello, everyone. I am so excited to welcome you to Words of Wellness. My name is Shelley Jeffries, and I will be your host. My goal is to answer these questions and so much more, to share tips, education, and inspiration around all of the components of wellness through solo and guest episodes. With 35 plus years as a health and wellness professional, a retired college professor, a speaker, and a multi-passionate entrepreneur, I certainly have lots to share. However, my biggest goal and inspiration in doing this podcast is to share the wellness stories of others with you, to bring in guests who can share their journeys so that we can all learn together while making an impact on the health, the wellness, and lives of all of you, our listeners. The ultimate hope is that you leave today with even just one nugget that can enhance the quality of your life, and that you will, we all will, now and into the future, live our best quality of lives full of energy, happiness, and joy. Now let's dive into our message for today. Hey everyone, welcome back to Words of Wellness. My name is Shelley and I will be your host. And I wanted to hop in here for a quick moment and share a little bit of part two in regards to the episode that I shared this past Wednesday. And if you didn't have a chance to listen, you can go back and listen. But I shared about my journey, my challenges that I had with dealing with vertigo. And I also talked about how important it is to supplement our food nowadays and how much of a difference that made for me and my health almost 10 years ago. And I realized another really important component was the fact that I started to introduce intermittent fasting into my wellness routine. Now, intermittent fasting has been around for ages, like forever. It has become very popular in recent years. I will share, though, that the type of intermittent fasting that I have done actually is a nutritionally supported fast. So, therefore, it's not like I'm going many, many hours without putting anything in my body. What it is, however, is a restriction on caloric intake for a period of 24 to 48 hours, lots of water. And in addition to that, there is a nutritional botanical drink that I drink over the course of that 1 to 2 days, depending on how long I do the fast. So, it's a very unique form of intermittent fasting because it's giving my body a break. It's giving my digestive system a break, but it is targeting my body at the cellular level. It is helping reduce inflammation. It is helping with my immune system, and it is helping to remove some impurities in my body. And I wanted to share this because this has also been another really important component of what I experienced almost 10 years ago when I started to feel better and have less and less symptoms of the vertigo to the point where I've never had any episodes for years, which has been a huge blessing. So I just wanted to hop on and share that this is kind of part two to what I started to incorporate almost 10 years ago that has made so much difference. I know that it impacted my body's ability to reduce inflammation and not have those symptoms on such a regular basis. It reduced the risk and my body of having those attacks of vertigo. So I wanted to hop in and just share this because I just was thinking about the fact that this is a really important component that I incorporated years ago in addition to my supplementation. So as always, if you would like to know more about what I do or my protocol or my routine, please feel free to drop me a message in my DMs on Instagram. You can certainly email me. All of my contact information is in the show notes, but I felt that this is really an important component of what I have done and what made a difference for me and my health almost 10 years ago. And it's something that I have done on a regular monthly basis ever since. And I also wanted to share this because there is a lot of talk and information out in regards to intermittent fasting. And, you know, I will share, you have to be a little bit cautious because the time-restricted eating that many people follow can bring about results initially when it comes to more energy and weight release. But what can happen over time is it can affect your body's ability to maintain muscle. It can start to go after the muscle, and we don't want that. So if your goal is to reduce body weight, body fat, really kind of think about what you are following, the procedure that you're following. And like I said, like anything, it can be fine for a short term, but over long term, it can affect your metabolism a great deal, and it can affect your lean body mass in a negative way. And lean body mass is our muscles, our organs, everything that we basically have in our bodies to survive. So the main part of that I'm referring to is our muscle. And we want to make sure we maintain our muscle all throughout our lives, even more importantly, later on in life. So I wanted to add that to this as well. So again, if you have any questions about what I've done, you have any questions about intermittent fasting, please feel free to reach out. But again, this is part two of my journey, what I started almost 10 years ago that made such an impact on me, my health, my energy, and the issues that I was experiencing with having vertigo. And like I mentioned on Wednesday, I'm not making any kind of medical claims at all. But what I am saying is that when you start to incorporate certain routines that help your body to absorb nutrients at the cellular level, help your body to reduce inflammation, help your body to get the proper nutrition, when you start to do all of these things combined, then your body can do amazing things. Our bodies are miracles. And when you treat them as such and you fuel them as such, amazing things happen. And that's what happened for me. So I just wanted to make sure I shared this other part to this journey. And just a quick one, I want to hop on for just a few minutes today. I hope everyone is having an amazing day. And as always, take time out for you and your wellness on this day. And until next time, have a blessed rest of your day. And I will see everyone next time on Words of Wellness. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope you gained value and enjoyed our time together as much as I did. And if you know someone who could benefit from today's episode, I would love and appreciate it if you could share with a friend or rate and review Words of Wellness so that more can hear this message. I love and appreciate you all. Thank you for listening. And if you have any questions or topics you would like me to share in future episodes, please don't hesitate to reach out to me through my contact information that is shared in the show notes below. Again, thank you for tuning in to Words of Wellness. My name is Shelley Jeffries, and I encourage you to do something for you, for your wellness on this day. Until next time, I hope you all have a healthy, happy, and blessed week.